Did you hear that, Selena?
Recording in progress. Yep.
Okay, grand. Warning, this podcast may contain bad language and content that some listeners may find depressing, but luckily we're here and on hand to make you feel positive again.
Aren't you lucky carrots? I don't know why I say carrots. Carrots are adorable.
Vegetables might be good for mental health.
Supposed to make you see better.
Lies.
No, I'm not quite opening.
You and your carrots.
Welcome to Seesaw Podcast.
With your hosts, T, Cleves, and Selena.
Every week, bringing some much-needed balance and humour to brighten up what can sometimes be a dark, disabled world.
Welcome out, one and all, to Seesaw Podcast, the show that believes CBT stands for Chocolate Biscuit Trousers. I just waited until Cleves had a sip of wine to see if that really odd acronym would make him spit it out, but he saved it.
I was trying to think about what chocolate biscuit trousers might mean, and I landed on skid marks and decided, well, eventually that I would say it. But there you go.
I thought it would be trousers literally made of chocolate biscuits.
They're not summer trousers, are they? Or really any trousers. I also assumed that the chocolate would be on the inner side. I'm like assuming these chocolate biscuit trousers are chocolate digestives.
Yeah.
And the biscuity parts on the outside for some reason, because otherwise it would rub against your legs. But then it'd be like a hot,
moist mess.
Yes.
Title of my autobiography.
Oh, anyway.
So.
Yeah. I'm getting involved in this boy talk.
Yeah. These biscuit trousers. What's that? What's boy about that?
Well, it's typical boys to start talking about poo or, you know, that's just a boy thing.
Chocolate.
Girls don't do that.
It's chocolate, not poo. You're the one who brought the bar down.
No, Cleves did. He said skid marks.
Yeah, it's true.
He did say skid marks.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, fine.
Okay.
I've got quick line news.
Oh, okay.
Coming correct.
Remember that segment that we used to do?
Yeah. You're not going to have an annual summary next year, are you?
No.
Doing it.
Even half the opening shit I just leave in now.
So, today, the 13th of May 2024, the day that we are recording, is Stevie Wonder's 74th birthday.
Woo!
I wish we could have congratulated him at some point.
I hear he listens to every single episode, so Steve, you know, let me know and I'll we'll get you on. We'll do you a solid.
I think we're running out of time when it comes to this. 74th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads of people live beyond 74.
Yeah, but it's diminishing returns at that point, isn't it?
That's just his career. Anyway.
I do not have QBN.
Nor do I.
But I do have an update. Although I have not done it for a long time, this afternoon I fell over in the middle of the city centre.
Oh, good times. Why?
Something spooked Ted. He pulled right at the time where it was a bit of an uneven pavement. My toe caught the pavement. I fell, hit hard, did a judo break fall because for some reason that's ingrained into me, and then got up. And luckily there were two blokes there and they didn't laugh. They asked genuinely if I was okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. And then I went to the bus and then, yeah, my knees are busted.
Did you let go of Ted when you fell? Because yes. I realised when I didn't let go of Riley when I fell, you let the dog go.
Yeah, I let him go because if I pulled him underneath me, then that would have been a bigger issue.
Ted Pancake.
Yep. Yep. We just need to get the trifecta.
Well, I need to get a dog first, I guess.
You can just fall. Please don't, because whenever you fall, you end up with a cast.
Like one time.
Yeah. How often do you fall?
Not a like great
one time.
That was more of a slide down some stairs that ended me with a crumpled heap at the bottom.
Yeah. Then you went back to bed.
And did that. Yeah. I was tired.
Like a champion.
Just thought I'd sprained an ankle.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd broken a heel.
Well, there we go. But my falling over incident today does sort of go hand in hand with the topic, very loosely, of this week.
Topic of the week.
So in aid of Mental Health Awareness Week, we are talking about mental health. And falling over can make you feel a little bit shit.
Well, physically.
And mentally as well. It was a stark reminder that I'm not bulletproof.
It's not Physical Health Week, so.
Is that even a thing?
I don't know.
That's called every day.
Yeah, really, you should be looking after yourself every day.
Yeah.
Arguably, you should be with mental health as well.
Yeah. Put down those chocolate biscuit trousers and pick up an apple.
Apple a day keeps the dentist. No, doctor away. Oh, yep. Gosh.
Well, yeah, and it keeps the dentist just around the corner. Just peeking round, just eat those apples.
When does an apple a day become five a day?
I think, depending on the size of the apple, an apple can be two of your five a day. Oh, it's an it's a fruit portion, not an actual piece of fruit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, mental health.
Yes. I think it's a good thing that as a society, we're starting to talk more about mental health. It definitely was not the case when we were growing up. It was a don't be a wimp, get on with it. And there's lots of education happening now, which is really good, especially in sport and other areas. Seems like every other day a celebrity comes out with like a biopic or documentary about their mental health strife. And I think that's good. Maybe it gets to sort of too much of it. Might be perceived as, you know, trying to make a quick buck.
Hey, Miss World quit her job recently to focus on her mental health.
Yeah, that's true. And then another example, I can't remember the name, but a gymnast at the last Olympics for America decided, just before actually competing, was like, no, mental health's more important, and then they walked away. They'd done all the hard work, and then were like, nope.
She did compete in some of it, but she had what was called the twisties, apparently, in the gymnastics world, and that's where, like, she couldn't do twirls or turns or something anymore.
So mental health, really important. Everyone should be looking after their mental well-being. But of course, we have to go from a perspective of disability, because otherwise we are just like every single podcast that covers mental health, including what I assume is the Mental Health Podcast. If there isn't
there
one.
There probably is one.
There must be at least 10. Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be. So we thought we'd give this a crack for the perspective of disability. In particular, visual impairment, blindness, you know, all the stuff we know about. So, as always, Cleves has some notes to keep us on track.
Mr. Notes, I've been known as in the past.
Mr. Yep. Notes, was that from earlier?
Yeah, it was about 5 minutes before we went live.
Yeah.
That is
Oh, Mr. Notes.
All right, so to begin with, I got, what can make you feel low, disability-wise?
Falling in the middle of a city centre, right by a load of restaurants and bars.
I mean, that will make you physically low as well, to the ground.
And also, yeah, kind of sucks.
Accidents as a result of your disability.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yep. They happen. Like nearly breaking the front like window of a T-Mobile shop once that happened.
Did you walk into a glass window?
No, it was two glass doors. One was open, the other one wasn't, but it was like connected. One of the doors connected to a big glass window, and I walked full force into it, and the whole front of the shop shook. And I was like, it's fine, I don't need a new phone, and I turned around and walked away.
I've also walked into glass doors before.
Sucks.
This isn't Tales from the Crypts, people. Come on.
No, we're going over things that can affect your mental health, and it is embarrassing.
Okay.
Even though you know it's not your fault, you do have that sort of mental, you know, like with my trip and fall. I walk every day. And
all right, rub it into the paraplegics. Fucking hell.
Sorry, paraplegics and quadriplegics. But it's such like, there's a part of me that's like, okay, your eyes don't work, but you're lucky that you are, you know, physically in a good enough shape that you don't have any issues walking around, you don't have any mobility, disabilities or concerns or needs. And then I fucked up walking, and it's kind of a, oh, great.
Yeah, but a lot of people trip.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen often. Thank God.
Well, yeah. You said embarrassment. On my list, I have basically the same thing, but I've wrote it down as shame. What else have we got on here? You can no longer do the things you used to do as a result of your disability. So frustration might be getting you feeling low.
Yep. Not being able to play the game, frustration.
Oh, I love that game. Oh, that has made me feel sad.
It's not a good game. That's the one with the little clicky dice thing in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Selena, you seem so excited about this, but it's shit. Other than that dice in the middle, all you do is move the counters around the edge. I mean, it's tactile, yeah. I'll give it that.
Yeah, it is.
Dice in the middle.
Quite tactile.
Yeah, true.
Which is a dog.
It needs to be like a talking dice, but you can hear it click. That satisfaction of the click and you hear the two dice roll.
Is it two in it?
Yeah, two.
Oh, okay. Talking dice frustration.
Yep.
But
someone should not be able to play that, so that
could
be frustrating.
There's a sort of twofer on this, not being able to do things to do that you used to be able to do, having to adjust to situations you used to be able to do those things in, or having to make your own adjustments. Again, frustration. You having to do extra things now just to achieve the same activity you once did, possibly with ease.
Yeah,
I think especially if you acquire your disability or if it deteriorates.
I got mine at the local market. Must be a fiver. Worst money I ever spent.
That was a waste.
I don't know, you've had some questionable haircuts in your day. I'm sure you paid for them.
True.
It does make you think, though, like when I was a child, I was able just to go out, even though I was partially sighted, go out whenever I felt like it, walk straight out that front door, no mobility aid, just off you go. And then as my vision got worse, it's like stepping out the front door is just like such a big deal now. I have to think, I can't just do it. Do I take the dog? Do I take the cane? And then do I know where I'm going? Is it a route I know? And it's just all these things like that I never even had to think about before. They're just blah.
Mentally draining.
Yes.
Especially with the whole whether you take the dog or you take the cane, that is something that does add to my life as well. And like, it's like, is it going to be appropriate to take the dog? Do I need the dog for the longer routes? It's the balancing act. Went to a Vietnamese restaurant before I fell over with my team from work. And I was like, is it going to be an issue taking a dog into a Vietnamese restaurant? Because of cultural differences. Turns out it was actually fine. They were great.
Yes.
But it's the sort of place that, like, dog refusals happen quite a lot still. And just like, do I want that at what is supposed to be a celebration dinner?
Did you go to Pho?
Yes. Yes.
I don't like Pho.
It wasn't the best out of the two Vietnamese restaurants I've been to in Nottingham. It came a second place.
Mm.
I also dropped my meatballs, which I was kind of annoyed about.
That's not a euphemism.
That's not a euphemism. I literally dropped the skewer of meatballs. I was livid. I only had two.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah. I just sat there and the waiter looked quite offended that I didn't want to eat the meatballs. I was like, no, they fell on the floor.
I threw them down on the ground and stamped on them repeatedly in anger.
You call this cuisine? No, but yeah, not being able to do things that you haven't been able to do before. But I want to drop my meatballs. I couldn't see them for shit. I had to ask someone to pick them up, and no one had noticed that I dropped them.
Can you pick up my ball?
Surprised Ted didn't get them.
Oh, I had a firm grip of him. He was going straight for them, but they were like chili and lemon meatballs, and I was like, he can't eat those. I don't want to deal with the afters of that. So, yeah, but... Yeah, no one noticed me dropped them, but then I had to ask someone to help pick them up so the dog didn't get them. I was like, that's even more embarrassing. Not only did I drop something, but I had to ask someone to help me.
I might have covered it up with the dog, just let them get it.
Nah.
Deal with that later.
No, absolutely not. I had a skewer for it as well.
Yeah, the skewer is slightly concerning.
If it wasn't on the skewer, then I probably wouldn't have given a shit. But this was like on quite a sharp bamboo skewer. So I'm like, absolutely not. I don't want to go to the vet. So, yeah. But not being able to do things, that's a really good one.
Also what I put on here, which kind of leads on from that, is fear of what other people might think of you. So not only the embarrassment, but also the questions like, am I being a burden on my friends and or family?
Yeah. Internal ableism.
Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
Oh, God, there's so many terms that I don't know about.
You don't need to know. They're all stupid anyway.
Wow.
Not the people, the terms.
Tell that to all of the internet.
I can go do one. Opinions are useless. Give me facts. Facts, people.
Opinions are facts now.
No, they're not. They're absolutely fucking
the not. Truth is just a hunch that you're willing to die for. It's not a fact anymore.
Yeah, but a lot of people aren't willing to die for that. So yeah,
they might be.
It's just a convenient way of getting attention for yourself. Okay, so.
Anyway.
Let's move on swiftly from that. You can tell the sort of week I've been having.
Internal ableism. Got it. Okay. And didn't you hear he fell over?
What a difference a day makes.
24 little hours.
There was a lot more to this day as well. But yeah, it's been a hell of a day.
Okay, what's last on this list? Ooh, I've got disability maybe causing financial worries.
I mean, it can.
Like if it's caused you to maybe lose your job or take a different job, or even if you're taking benefits, like, can I get the benefits that I need to be able to survive? Am I getting everything that I need to be able to eat and live a normal life?
I think especially employment in itself can be a real kick in the teeth, because I do feel like I've been passed up for advancement because of my disability, and that doesn't do anything good for my mental health.
Ooh, discrimination. I didn't have that written down here, but that's a good one.
So that's knocked me
the big
a lot recently, like in recent years. Knowing that I was good for promotion, and it never was. They never took me seriously. That's what it seems like. And that's not good for mental health. And that happens. Happens to us. We all get discrimination in some way.
Great. Is everybody suitably depressed now?
Mm.
Good.
Yeah. One thing that I have on my imaginary list, but I have the support of, depression through a condition that is deteriorating.
And I think
not having the means to stop it.
But isn't that like not being able to do the things that you used to be able to do?
It is, but knowing that that's going to get worse and there's nothing you can do to stop that.
And an inevitable doom.
I mean, that's a very bleak way of putting it.
Well, the spade is made.
But yeah. And I've had to deal a lot with that over recent years with deteriorating sight. And every trip to the hospital, the numbers get worse. And worse and worse. And you know that they will stop getting worse at some point, which means darkness, baby.
It makes you feel a hell of a lot better, though, when you get to that point. Like, well, for me anyway, like, I wish I could still see, but it is a nightmare losing your sight. Like, once it had finished going, that was like, okay, now I can deal with this. Now I can live with this. I know what I'm dealing with. So.
Well, that's positive. Let's move on to those positives. How can you build positive mental health? As brought to you by three non-mental health professionals.
I'm a mental health first aider.
I work in mental health.
Well, okay. At least one of us has passed a 5-minute course then.
So the first thing, if you are struggling, seek support. Go to your GP. They can refer you. There's CBT therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy. There's a lot of other things that can be done. There are groups that can help. There are professionals who can help. Go to your GP, chat to them, because that's a really good first stage to it.
And there's also friends and family.
Yeah. But some people don't have that option. You can talk to friends and family, but some people aren't comfortable doing that. It depends on the person, but I think going to a professional really does help, someone who's neutral. And although medication isn't for everyone, medical professionals they have a lot of things they have to tick off to maybe prescribe things to help you.
I'm not sure they do.
Well, you would like to hope that they would do it by a case-by-case basis. And if they think that that's what you need to balance yourself out a little bit while you have other avenues of help, then that's for them to decide with you when you have that discussion.
So one option for positive mental health is drug your way out of it.
Potentially. For some people.
But then you've got to get off the drug at some point.
True, but drugs are usually used in tandem with other means like CBT and other techniques to try and create positive habits and positive mindsets so you can wean off the drug down the end. in addition to used to balance you out at the beginning.
I mean, some people stay on medication for their entire life due to mental health. If you do go to your doctor, they might also social prescribe, so give you a gym membership or access to some social activities to help your mental health and your mental well-being.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
If I want free gym, I just have to tell the doctor I'm sad.
It's at the discretion.
I'm not...
But there are really strong links between physical health and mental health. So usually if someone is quite sedentary, quite inactive, and they're having a lot of mental health issues, one of the first key things is to get their activity levels up. And if they have got a really poor diet, to try and get their nutrition balanced a little bit as well, because that has a huge impact on things like serotonin levels, that sort of thing, melatonin for sleep. There are some things that they will really push to try and get you in a better place. And it might not be mental health stuff. It might be other things which will contribute to that positive mental health.
So far we've got doctors, drugs. What else you got?
So you can talk to friends and family, like you mentioned. Sometimes just having someone to discuss things with can help. Like I said, it's not an option for everyone, but it can be a good option for some individuals. But you have to understand that the people you are talking to, unless they have the qualifications, are not professionals. So you have to be wary about what sort of advice they're giving you. Like, if your mate turns around and says, "Oh, just get drunk all the time, you'll be fine," that's probably not the best advice. But it might sound good. So you need to use your noggin when it comes to that.
Alcohol can stop you from being depressed, very temporarily.
Yeah, and then can make you feel a lot depressed.
What?
Yeah. So that's always something you have to keep in mind. Being more active, like we said, eating better.
I think one that we've not touched on is peer support, talking to those that are in a similar situation to yourself. So in our case, maybe other visually impaired people who can relate, people who can help, people who understand what you're going through. When you went to RNC, had you come across many other visually impaired people prior to the college?
Thankfully, no.
I joke. Not that many.
Did that make you feel part of a community?
No. No, it absolutely didn't.
That's a train of thought, this one.
Unfortunately, the one guy who I was aware of was a bit of a tool. So, and even then, I don't think he was proper blinking anyway. He had a prosthetic eye, but I'm pretty sure he had full sight in the other eye, because he went later on to get his driving license and stuff like that.
Still, he's only got one.
So, one fully working eye is still full sight.
Well, yeah, but it's half of a lot of people's.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if we're talking about numbers, I'm sure numbers.
In terms of 100% vision, he's basically got 50.
No, it doesn't work like that. He's got 100% vision, but like
50% of the eyes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I do feel like maybe not RNC, but like definitely. Well, maybe say maybe not RNC, but for me, maybe not RNC, but things like RNC and peer support is probably quite good, because people have that shared experience of the things you're going through.
Which I think can be helpful, but again, you've got to be careful, because there are some people who just want to pick wisely, I would say. You need someone who will have lived experience but has their shit together.
Like this podcast, that's why people come here, for that peer support, people who are in their shoes.
We love you guys. Despite what I said around 5 minutes earlier, that was just a joke. It's mental health, but we still have to keep it slightly light.
The show that started with me referencing chocolate biscuit trousers is still the place you should come to for your peer support, apparently. So, yeah.
There were charities, weren't there, as well, that are running like peer support groups in your area?
Yep.
So give it a Google if you're feeling low. Probably a bunch of other people out there with similar feelings.
There's lots of great charities out there. I'll put a couple in the show notes, ones that I work with through my organisation, like partners we have, and I can attest to them being good.
And if you're really low, there's always Samaritans.
Samaritans are there if you're feeling really low, but in the UK at least, 111 if you're really getting to that place. And
I thought there was a different mental health number. Oh, I can't remember it now.
111 will direct you. But if you are feeling really low, don't just bottle it up. It's a dark path. You need to chat to someone who knows what they're doing. Even if you think that, yeah, things would be better off if you weren't here, that's not true. I fail to believe that there's someone out there with people that don't care about them. Everyone has someone who cares about them. And think you can get better. Like, things can get better. And we are getting better as a society now about supporting. And there's lots of resources and lots of places you can go to. So the hardest part is taking that first step. But once you've done it, then yeah, you're on the road to recovery and positive mental health.
I think it's important to acknowledge as well that there are lots of different varying levels of mental health. You obviously have those, as you just described, that perhaps don't feel like they should be here. But then there's general mental health as well, but people that are just feeling low and not really low. That's just as valid, I think, for those people to know. It doesn't mean you have to be at rock bottom necessarily.
And it can be other stuff too as well, right? It's not just about feeling low. Maybe you're having anger issues or stress-related issues or things like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to get at. Yeah, you're saying it better than me.
Yeah, financial issues, that's a big one, big contributor with people. You know, we only glimpsed it earlier about having issues like worries and stress about money. But there's lots of support out there. So just take that first step.
You can get free CBT on the NHS, cognitive behavioural therapy, as mentioned earlier.
It's something that the NHS are really pushing. It has a lot of empirical evidence that show that it is a positive thing and it does work.
I've done it twice for two separate things.
I'm glad that it worked for you to the point where you wanted to go back and do it again. And apply it in another avenue.
I did those like 10 years apart as well.
Yeah, but it shows that it works. It shows it's effective.
Well, let everyone else be the judge of that.
Yeah.
I have sports psychology.
And you find that helps with like the wins and the losses and of games and things like that?
And my teammates being part of a team, going from an individual sport to a team sport. Yeah, it's been very helpful.
Another thing I've put on here is work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a balance between routine activities, stuff that's necessary, and stuff that's just fun.
Yeah.
Some of my stresses were often the fact that I was doing too much work or just necessary life admin tasks and not a lot of, like, playing my guitar or, you know, just doing fun activities, going out with friends, that sort of thing. Mm. You start to balance it out a little bit. And your head starts to balance out a little bit as well.
Yeah. Keeping it balanced, if you will, like the tagline of
certain podcasts,
which is amazing in every way. But balance is important. And like we said, don't be afraid to ask for help. And if you do have pre-existing mental health difficulties, it's okay if it comes back. Obviously, we want people to be happy and healthy. But in a lot of cases, it is a long-term battle for a lot of people, with highs and lows. But that's the importance of getting good habits and good routines. And that's something that I've dealt with myself, and getting good habits and good routines. Because if I fall out of that, then things can get a bit shit showy quite quickly. It's not something that I've gotten rid of. It's something that you have to keep an eye on and make sure you're being proactive. There is no silver bullet to stop it if you are feeling in a bad place. Do what works for you. And just know that, you know, you might have to fight that battle again. So just try and keep up with all those positive things you are doing.
I view my poor mental health like a bit of a cold. And when I recognize the symptoms of it, I do the things that I know will make me feel better. But it's taken me a long time to learn that. It's effectively like a Lemsip for the mind. But once you start to realize your own traits, then you can also figure out what makes you feel better as well, and you can start to combat your own poor mental health.
That's one thing that I get from my sports psychology. One of the tools that they've taught me is to flip the coin. So if something starts frustrating you, flip the coin and then try and turn it into a positive. Why could this be a good thing. So, for example, you miss a penalty. That's terrible. You've missed. But flip the coin. Well, you've missed it this time, but practicing it more and more means next time you're more likely to score.
Yep.
In summary, people, if you are feeling down, low, stressed, angry, you just think, I'm not quite myself, reach out and touch faith.
Yep.
Oh, also, God's a thing. You could do that as well if you're feeling low. Didn't think about that. Religion, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Your experience might vary. But some people swear by it, like every Sunday. So, as always, links will be in the show notes. I'll put some resources in there. This is a really important topic. And it's great that we're all starting to chat about it now. So, if you have other tips, other ideas, what you want to share with people, let us know at the links coming up. But Selena's getting hungry, so we will leave it there. Thank you for watching / listening, and we will see you very soon.
Thank you for listening to Seesaw Podcast. Your feedback and comments mean a lot to us, so if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so in the following ways.
You can find us on X at Seesaw Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Seesaw Podcast. You can email us at seesawpodcast@gmail.com. And you can stream with us live every week on Twitch at Seesaw Podcast.
Remember to like, rate, review, and share with a friend.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.